Ken Roberts, Moondog Show, and let me say the best thing about recording this show.
It's Charlie.
It's Charlie. He's calling. I was just about to say that I called people and they didn't answer the phone who were supposed to be called. So, hi, Roberts, Moondog Show. Charlie.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm peachy darn keen. Thank you.
Fantastic. We actually answered the phone while we were recording, so we're already on the air is what's happening right now.
We are live, oh, Charlie.
Yeah, well, no, you can't say live. We'll get fined. I got to beep that. Yeah. You're going to fine me $50,000 for saying we're live.
We recorded it live.
Yeah. We can say we recorded it.
There you go.
Yeah, we don't even.
In front of a live studio photographer.
Yeah, actually, really, what we want to say is we never want to say we do anything live on the show because we don't. We just don't say it at all. But so, with all that being said, Laura's going to cost me a whole bunch of money. She's going to have to go out and find some more sponsors now.
I've been working hard to get those sponsors. Yeah. I don't want to do that much.
Yeah. So, all right. Charlie, we kind of just started this and we're just rolling and going crazy. But Mason Dixon is here in the studio. Photographer Nicole Ngulata. Jeez, Nicole. Man, I actually probably should look at you when I go to say your name because then I can't remember it. And then Laura Russin. But last week on the show, we talked to Myreen K. Cook, who's the Allegan County prosecutor, about a 1976 case where a man murdered a South Haven police officer over on North Shore Drive down by Sleepy Hollow. And we were trying to find the family of this man because the murderer is up for parole. We never did even mention his name, and I still don't even know what it is. But he's up for parole, and she would like to keep him right where he is. So we're trying to find some family. So with all that being said, we have Charlie Keebler on the phone, who was a retired state trooper who was on the desk for the state troopers that night when it happened. So good morning to you, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Happy to be here.
Now that we got the official open and introduction and all that good stuff, thank you very much. You know, as a trooper or a police officer who is on the desk or at any time, when you hear something over the radio about a police officer being shot, what goes through your mind?
Well, you hope it's not one of yours. You hope it's nobody. You hope it's a mistake. But you want to get as much information out as you can. And you said you didn't know the subject's name. I believe it was Dickinson,
mm-hmm.
Something like that. You a little bit later, you find that one of the covert officers, Rick Winans, and one of your officers, Jim Blair, mm-hmm. chased the guy down and found him in the basement of a house.
It's almost amazing to me. I did two segments with Myreen last week, and we never once asked what the murderer's name was. And that's, so it's kind of nice that you remembered all that. And, you know, when you think back at a time like that, certainly the world was a bit different. South Haven is, probably one of the safest places in the world, I do believe. And it's a great place to be if there's strife anywhere else in the world. But how does something like this rock a community? Because back in that day, you guys had a building right here in town, right next to where Burger King is now.
Well, you don't even think about that when the incident is taking place. That comes into perspective later, whether it's a day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever it might be. But that time here in South Haven, it wasn't all guns and roses, mostly roses, but there was some terrible things going on. So here up around Glen, Ganges, Holland, down to Covert, all over the place, we were getting hit pretty hard with violent crimes. So we didn't think an awful lot about that back then. At least I didn't. It was just something that was going on, and, you dealt with it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mason, did you have any questions about something?
Well, as a police officer, last week, Myrene told us the story where the guy who shot the gun then turned his gun on the other police officer, and then he ran and got away. And I'm just
he went to shoot at the other officer, and that the gun jammed. Was there a question with the jamming?
I don't know if you see your partner go down. I would think it would be awfully tough to not like go ahead and open fire on the victim. Of course, nobody knows what's going to happen in the moment. But I just kind of wondering about your thoughts on that.
Well, I wasn't on the scene, so I can't answer that. I'd be answering it from the book perspective, which is exactly what happened. They didn't open fire. So whether his gun malfunctioned or not, I don't remember that part of it. That completely slipped my mind. Yeah. So,
but the assailants, I'm pretty sure that she said the assailant, when he lifted up to shoot at the other officer, his gun jammed, and then that's when he took off running. At least that's what she had said.
That very well could be. Like I say, I wasn't out at the scene. Everything was just going crazy all the time. And from the initial shot, the fatal shot, to the chase, to the capture was, I don't know, less than 10 minutes.
Oh, so it happened pretty quick.
Yeah, it did. Because the officers were there. As I recall, they heard the shot, took off in that direction, and just caught a glimpse of the guy running. And that's when they started the chase. So it was pretty quick, and a lot of things didn't register right off because it was just too fast.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to think a little town like this that just rocked the community, and I don't really remember what the feel of 1976 was. I was 5 years old, so I really don't remember what that time was. You know, you see it back in movies and all that, but it seemed like back then it's certainly more innocent of a time.
Well, it seemed like that, but it really wasn't.
Really?
But they didn't broadcast a lot of that stuff back then. There wasn't Facebook, there wasn't cell phones, lots of things weren't. They weren't able to.
Didn't pay that into account. Hey, Charlie, I know Laura has a question, but if you are willing, I want to take a break and come back after that with you for another segment.
That's fine. Go ahead.
All right. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show.